Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5:12, up 11 on the open. September 5:19, up 7 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 409, up 6 on the open. December, 429, up 6 1/2. March, 444, up 6 3/4. May, 454, up 8 on the open. July corn opened at 255, up 7 1/4 on the open. September, 263 1/2, up 6 1/4. December, 279, up 6 1/2. March, 288 1/2, up 4 3/4. May, 297, up 7 1/2. July, 305, up 5 1/2. The December 2007, 313 3/4, up 5 1/4 on the open. July oats opened at 231, up 2 3/4 on the open. September, 208 3/4, up 2 1/4. July soybeans opened at 611, up 7 on the open. August, 616, up 7 3/4. September, 625, up 9 1/2. November, 639, up 9 1/4. January, 648, up 8 1/4. March, 654, up 7. May, 656, up 5. November, 672, up 5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 176, up 260 on the open. August, 177.50, up 320. July soybean oil opened at 27.60, up 30 on the open. August, 27.57, up 23. At the Merck August feeders, open at 113.80, down 32 1/2 on the open. September, 113.60, down 42 1/2. October, 112.90, down 52 1/2 on the open. August live cattle open at 84.05, down 15 on the open. October, 87.20, up 15. July lean hogs open at 70.55, down 5 on the open. August, 67.60, up 5. October, 60.05, down 5. December, 57.55, down 12 1/2 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 91.20, down 30 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Fast trade all along the corn and soybean pits already this morning. And it seems as though traders are discounting the benefit of the rain we've seen in the last 24 hours, given what we're seeing in the pits today.
Well, that's pretty much a given there, Dave. We are a futures market, and they're looking to the future, and they're seeing hot and dry weather that's going to more than use up the moisture that has fallen during this time period and making up for where we were already a little bit behind on the moisture. There's quite a bit of enthusiasm this morning. We're still in fast markets pretty much across the board, but not maybe because of the rain that fell. We aren't quite at the enthusiasm level that some thought we might be at this morning.
Well, we were listening to Ed Kieser a little bit earlier this morning, Wayne, and while he didn't discount there would be some stress, he wasn't thinking about those 100-degree days that traders are seeming to talk about right now.
Ed is one opinion, and there's some other forecasters out there that have those 100-degree opinions, and we're not saying they're right or wrong, but they are ones that some of the traders are looking at, and that's where they got some enthusiasm. We also have to remember that the crop ratings from last week dropped further than what they were expecting, and that has a lot to do with it. And along with that hot weather, that they figure they could drop again next week. But we must remember that our ratings even now are higher than they were a year ago.
Let's look at some technicals. December corn pushed through a gap that was left over from 5 June. There was a 3/4 cent gap. It went through that today. Are you of a mindset that all things being equal, if we continue with this dryness that traders are talking about, we'll have new contract highs in the December contract by, say, week's end?
If the rain shuts off, if the temperatures do materialize to the degree that some of the more extremes, not Ed, but some of the more extremes do, that's very, very possible, Dave. And like I said, there's a couple ifs in that sentence to go along with that. So, I mean, conditions falling along the hot and dry, and for a lengthy time period, we could easily do that.
All right, let's turn our attention then to the soybeans, where July now at 6.08 up 5, the Noves 6.35.5 up 5.25 at 6.35, just changing, been as high as 6.39.5 today. If corn makes its run, the soybeans follow and make its run, say, in the Nove contract to the 6.48 contract high?
Very possible, Dave, very possible. But we do have to remember that we're not in the crunch time on the beans yet as far as the rain, the moisture, and everything like that. We will see some stress, but it's a couple weeks down the road before we really look at that. Now, we do want to remember that the beans are a little farther along in Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota than usual for this time of year if we look at it, those blooming as compared to the five-year average. So we will get a little more concerned maybe a week earlier this year about the beans than usual.
I want to go back to the corn and ask you, to what degree do you believe traders are focusing on the Japanese beetle problem that we're having here in Illinois?
Very little, Dave. I think it is a real problem. I think it's out there, and I think it's being a little bit considered. But I bet you could talk to 70% of the traders, and they would say, what Japanese bean problem?
So there's some potential upside there, too. Illinois 40% silking this last week.
You know, 40% silking and beetles nipping at the silks, could be some problems.
Let's turn our attention to the wheat market, where we see Kansas City at 5.10, up 9 on the day at the Board of Trade, September 4.09.5, up 6.5. We've long talked about the problems that we're seeing with the spring wheat crop in Minneapolis. Do Kansas City and Chicago continue to follow in its wake?
Oh, sure they do, Dave. We hear the yields on the soft red wheat. We know what the stocks are, and yet we're up 5 to 6 cents today. That's definitely being pulled by something else other than its own momentum. So, yes, we are looking at the problems in the spring hard red areas. And that's where some of the worst problems as far as moisture are. And they're heading out now. And a lot of stuff going on is going to, relate to that. And they're going to be definitely pulling up the Kansas City first and then Chicago tailing the bunch.
Any reason to expect that Kansas City won't make new contract highs, say, this month sometime?
As long as the weather stays bad for the spring wheat areas, it's in the offering.
What are you telling producers today about this rally?
We have decided to cautiously, if they have not sold much corn, it make a little higher than here. We actually had some corn orders in it around the 285 level. We were going to push some sales here. So we didn't get to our levels this morning, but had we got just a little higher, we were going to push some more sales.
And in the soybeans, catch-up sales if you've not done anything?
In the soybeans, if you've done nothing, of course, with around $6 cash beans, well, we'd like to see some sold.
Thank you much, Wayne. Have a grand day.
You too, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. July wheat 5/10 up 9 at the Board of Trade. July wheat 3.89 and a half up 7. September 4/10 up 7. July corn 2.52 and a half up 4 3/4. September 2.62 and a half up 5 1/4. December 2.77 and 3/4 up 5 1/4. March 2.88 and a half up 4 3/4. July beans 6.09 and a half up 6 1/2. August 6.14 up 5 3/4. September 6.21 and a half up 6. November 6.36 up 6 1/4. Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, mostly cloudy with clusters of showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy rainfall is likely. Highs from 74 to 86. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Lows from 67 to 73 tomorrow. Northern Illinois, partly to mostly sunny. In northern Indiana, partly sunny with lingering showers during the morning. In central sections, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south, mostly cloudy with areas of rain and thunderstorms. Highs from 82 to 88 degrees. The extended showers, scattered, and thunderstorms still likely on Thursday and Friday in southern and some central locations, and they may linger in the south on Saturday. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.